Over 200 Eritrean asylum seekers abandoned without documents in Libya have launched a desperate plea for help from the international community. The group of men were pushed back to Libya by the Italian Navy when they attempted to cross the Mediterranean. Libyan authorities then moved them to Al Birqa prison in the province of Sabha after they refused a volunteer expatriation scheme where the men say they suffered torture and abuse. The refugees have since been released but have no food, water, or documents to allow freedom of movement and say they face imminent deportation to Eritrea, where they may be arrested, tortured, or risk their lives. We spoke to one of the refugees about their plight, who asked to remain anonymous for security reasons.
Most of us, about 100 of us, were pulled back from Italy by the Italian Navy. We are asking for the international community to help us to be freed from the Sabha city, to allow us to move anywhere else in the Libya. Not only that, we are asylum seekers and political refugees, so we need international protection from the international community. We are here. We have been tortured. We have been beaten and we have been suffering. We have been moving from one detention to the other detention. So we are searching to live safely. You know, most of the dogs and the cats are better treated in Europe and Italy than we are treated here. So we are human beings worthy of respect. So we need the international community to help us